Welcome to the Midweek Peak Rider's Seat.
Right then, if you spent the last weekend struggling to find something to read, or you're nearing the end of a damn good book and you need the next one lined up for you for your pleasure, then this is the place for you. This is the Writer's Seat, where every week we have an awesome author send in an extract of their work for you to listen to and hopefully add that novel or poem or whatever it may be to your reading list. And this week's guest is one that I've already added to my reading list. He's described as cunningly brilliant, and his sixth novel is out to read right now, a hard-hitting thriller full of action, drama, espionage, and assassins. Enough from me then. Reading from the brilliant words of our awesome author Tom Trott is Bruce Stone with Tom's sixth novel, The Florentine.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
The gunshot was just a crack in the midnight air. The man in the carabiniere uniform hit the dirt. Kane was crouched by the car, his revolver still poised. He hadn't reloaded it since shooting the Croatians. It was empty now, but the man didn't know that.
"Drop the gun,"
Kane commanded.
"What are you doing?"
Dolly screamed.
"Stay in the car,"
he barked at her. She undid her seatbelt and climbed out. The man in the carabiniere uniform, now lying in the dirt, had already let go of the pistol. It was just lying half in his hand. He flicked his wrist and it rattled down near his shoes. Kane had caught him in the stomach. He'd live if he got the proper attention. Dolly was standing by the back wheel.
"You shot him."
"I said, stay in the car."
"We have to call an ambulance."
"We will, as soon as we know who he is and why he was following us."
"What do you mean? He's a police officer."
"No, he's not. Carabinieri wear boots."
"He is wearing boots."
"No, they wear high boots when they're riding motorcycles, up to their knees. Not army boots like those. And look how tight it all is. That uniform's not his." He stood up from the side of the car and stalked towards the man, revolver poised. The air held the prickling metal tang of exhaust fumes. Vines rustled like grass skirts. The man's chest was rising and falling steadily. His stubble face was pale, sweating, but he looked calm, all things considered. You might think he got shot every day, and twice on Saturdays. This whimsical thought was still passing through Kane's mind when his revolver exploded in his hand.
So once again, that was an extract from The Florentine, as written by Tom Trott and read brilliantly there by Bruce Stone. And you can find out more about this book and all of Tom's other works just by going to his website, tomtrott.com, where you'll find links to all of his past works in hardback, paperback, Audible, and in Kindle, as well as news on how you can pre-order his seventh novel titled Raise a Glass. And you'll be able to listen again to that excerpt from The Florentine and all of the amazing works from our past awesome authors on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to right now through all good podcast providers and through the 1F2T Jukebox app and, of course, our website. And if you're a writer and you're looking to give your work a bit of a promotional boost, then use our social medias, including the Writer's Seat Twitter feed at Writer's Seat MD. WP, or you can find those hashtags Midweek Peak or Writer's Seat, and send us a recording of roughly 2 minutes of you, or like you heard just now, if not you, then someone that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we will make sure that we do for you what we just did for the awesome Tom Trott there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just drop us a line, writerseatmwp@gmail.com, and it could well be you sat in our nice and comfy writer's seat this time next week on the Midweek Peak.
The Writer's Seat Podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday on 365 Radio, The Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.